The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Caring viewers, on this edition of the Stop Animal Cruelty series, we will address the inhumanity of whale hunting as the 2009 whale hunting season begins. June 21st, 2009, the first victim of the season, a Baird's whale, was caught 60 kilometers off the coast of Wada, Japan, a town southeast of Tokyo. June 22nd, 2009, two 35-ton fin whales were trapped off the coast of Iceland and dragged to shore to be butchered. The fin whale is an endangered species. Despite a global ban on whaling imposed by the International Whaling Committee in 1986, thousands of these beautiful animals still face unimaginable horrors due to this practice.
I think the majority of the world thinks the whales are saved. They think they're saved because there was a moratorium that went into effect in 1986. However, this is an old convention and a leaky convention, and what has happened is Japan, Iceland, Norway take exemptions, and they're continuing to kill several thousand whales a year, all different kinds of species. So the whales are not saved yet, and people have to realize that. And they're taking Brutus and sperm, and these animals are on the threatened list, and they should be protected.
While being pursued and violently harpooned during the hunting season, these sensitive beings suffer enormously. Whaling ships use advanced technologies to locate the magnificent mammals who are defenseless against their merciless hunters.
How they go about chasing after these animals is through the use of sonar, satellites. Satellites are big now because they can actually pinpoint with a great degree of accuracy where the whale pods are in the furthest reaches of the oceans. So you have these whaling ships tiring them out and subjecting them to the most cruel of killing methods.
They use helicopters, sonar, any way they can. They have scouter boats that go out and they locate a pod and they go after the pod and set on and go after these animals.
When a whaling ship locates a whale, the ensuing pursuit may last for several hours, causing extreme fear, stress, and anxiety to the innocent animal being hunted. In fact, some whales are so affected that they die from the shock and exertion of the chase alone. When the ship catches up with the whale, the whalers attempt to kill the noble being with an explosive harpoon.
One of the main killing methods, as far as deep sea whaling goes, is through the use of grenade-tipped harpoons, where the grenade explodes upon impact. Once a harpoon enters into the body of the whale, the grenade explodes, causing internal bleeding, complete destruction of tissue, convulsions, shock.
The methods they use to kill the whales are exploding harpoons, and these are shot from a moving platform into these mammals. They can hit in different parts of the body, and then they can dive down. And it can take anywhere from minutes to hours to kill these animals.
These murderous devices cause whales to writhe in agony for an extended time before finally succumbing to their gruesome injuries.
Rarely, if ever, does the whale die instantaneously. And some, based on films that our organization, the International Fund for Animal Welfare, has analyzed, can take more than 90 minutes of struggling before they die. It's a very abhorrent and unspeakably cruel activity that really doesn't have any place in modern society.
If the whale remains alive after the first harpoon, an additional harpoon or other killing devices are used. 60% of whales caught by Japanese fleets have been subjected to a secondary killing method.
sometimes they resort to a secondary form of killing, and that is using large caliber bullets fired into this dying creature. And that too, of course, can take a number of bullets before finally the animal is sufficiently unconscious or dead to be hauled on and then subsequently butchered.
In addition, fishermen sometimes deliberately set nets to trap whales.
There's been instances off the coast of Japan and Korea, growing numbers of whales becoming entangled, and it's increasingly clear that this isn't entirely accidental. That there's a sort of net whaling operation that goes on where fishermen have purposely set them in the migratory path of these whales, including whales that are threatened and endangered. Then other methods, whether harpooning or shooting, are used to kill the whale that struggles in the net.
Regardless of the killing method used, the dismembering of whales after slaughter is equally bloody and barbaric.
In the Japanese case, they slaughter the whale on board factory ship. The smaller vessels used by the Norwegian and Icelandic whalers often take the whale in to shore and conduct what's called flensing, literally stripping the flesh from the bones of the animal at whaling stations on shore. It's a very grisly and stomach-churning business that is difficult to watch.
Whalers do not discriminate about the whales they slaughter, so invariably some are pregnant, which is an utterly heart-wrenching situation.
In 22 years since the moratorium against whaling took place, over 22,000 whales have been slaughtered. This past year, over 2,400 whales were killed. These are big numbers. 679 whales were killed in what's supposed to be a sanctuary, a protected area for these whales. That's in the Antarctic. What is especially unsettling is that out of these 679 whales killed, 192 of them were pregnant females, which is roughly 63% of all the female whales killed. What does this mean? Well, it means that the whale hunt is taking place during a very critical period in the whale's life, and that's the gestation period. It means that double the numbers, as far as females go, are being killed. Because for every pregnant animal killed, that's two dead. When you consider that whales give birth every 2-3 years, the impact of annually, having a large number of pregnant animals slaughtered, the impact on the environment, on the ecosystem, on the whale populations is quite dire. And that is something that is really completely unacceptable.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. When we return, we'll learn more about the horrors faced by our planet's intelligent, sensitive whales at the hands of whalers.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Whales are a fundamental part of the marine ecosystem. You can't take whales out.
This is Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. Today we're examining the unconscionable practice of whale hunting.
whaling is on the rise, and then quite frankly, a number of countries are poised to consider a compromise that would allow the resumption of commercial whaling. We cannot let that happen, and then we need governments to get on board and not let it happen.
Along with the physical suffering endured by whales brutally murdered by whalers, their family or pod members also suffer extreme emotional pain.
The psychology of loss, of grief, the psychology of being stalked, hunted, the psychology of being attacked without regard, without reason, without logic. These are all things that each individual that's being put in this situation has to deal with. That is why they flee. That is why they attempt at all costs to escape from situations like this. It's a very real horror that they are facing, each one of them individually and as pods, as family units.
Another vicious form of whale hunting, known as dry fishing, in which smaller species are trapped and killed, is practiced in Taiji, Japan, and Denmark's Faroe Islands. During these frenzied massacres, the sea turns a sickening red from the blood of the gentle sentient beings.
Dolphins and whales, the pilot whales specifically, are herded into these inlets and trapped. And then the people wade into this, into the shallow waters, armed with knives, and start stabbing these animals until they die. The idea, of course, is to try and inflict a mortal wound by severing the spinal cord of these whales. But of course, they're alive, frightened, agitated, and desperately trying to flee. As a result of that, death comes at a great length of time, and through a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of horror, as each one of these animals ultimately succumbs to these knives and sticks. One can't even imagine what each of these animals must be going through.
In an effort to stop the savage practice of whale hunting, a number of groups are working to promote whale watching instead, in hopes that the world will quickly realize all whales deserve immediate protection.
Imposible ver una ballena y olvidarla. Son cautivadoras, para nosotros representan algo muy poderoso, son un símbolo del conservacionismo. Nos ayudan a generar conciencia. En las escuelas es impresionante lo que genera en los chicos. Vivir entre ballenas para mí es un privilegio.
Ticket sales and related tourism revenues have made a global economic contribution of $2.1 billion in calendar year 2008. So this rapidly expanding form of ecotourism is clearly more profitable and far more whale friendly and of benefit to coastal communities worldwide. And it's a very encouraging story and a real model for how we can coexist more peacefully.
We can all help to stop the heartless, violent massacre of our planet's beautiful whales. Please make your voice heard. Tell your government how you feel about whaling, and also let your friends and family know what is happening to these kind beings. Spread the word that whale watching is far more profitable, and more importantly, is humane and loving, unlike whale hunting. Please do not consume whale meat or buy whale products, and better still, protect all forms of animal life by adopting a compassionate, organic, vegan, meaning animal-free diet. We wish to thank Humane Society International, the International Fund for Animal Welfare, the Calgary Animal Rights Coalition, Canada, Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, and all other groups around the world that are standing up for whales and helping to assure their continued survival. May all whales enjoy protection and be allowed to live in tranquility. Compassion compassionate viewers. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May animal cruelty soon end, and all beings learn to live together in harmony and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.